As you know, HMRC told us only 16% of migrants who arrived between 2010 and 2014 claimed tax credits. Only 16%.
Well, actually, it's 40% of newly arrived migrants.
Well, I'm quoting the boss of HMRC, his statistics.
Well, the HMRC statistics are that 40% of newly arrived migrants claim in-work benefits. Now, as a result of this agreement, we will be able to withhold those benefits to the newly arrived migrants until they make a contribution to our economy. What we're saying is we want to end that something-for-nothing culture.
That is a straw man, and if you don't HMRC, let me give you Sir Stephen Nicol, who is a member of the Office for Budget Responsibility, one of the country's foremost experts on labour markets. He was asked, as you will know, what impact this ban, this four-year ban on in-work benefits would have. He said, and I quote verbatim, not much.
Well, he actually goes on to say that the evidence suggests that migration flows are affected by the different levels of income and benefits you could receive in the two countries, the one you're leaving and the one you're going to. But John, can I make a broader point, which is that for...
I wouldn't mind staying with this for a second.
Well, I'm just making this broader point, which is, you know, the whole country now, you, me, everyone listening to this programme, has a vote on this very big decision about whether we want to leave the European Union with all the risks that that involves, the leap in the dark that that involves, or we are content with the special status that we have delivered as a result of this negotiation. Does it mean everything in the European Union is perfect? Of course not. Does it mean
so
we're
going to... happy with these controls?
That's not what I'm saying. Are we going to have to go on making reforms to keep our continent competitive? Yes. But the question, when you go into that polling booth later this year, and you have to face the decision, yes or no, remain or leave, the question is, you know, what is the alternative plan?
Yeah,